No repeat, okay? Play other side, yeah?
On Monday afternoon, across the vast green playing fields of the Middlesex School in Concord, Massachusetts, 140 boys and girls between the ages of 8 and 16 are tapping soccer balls to each other in small groups. One of the boys is 10-year-old Michael Sawicki. Mike Sawicki Sr. watches from the shade of a tree and says it was easy to choose which of the zillion or so available soccer camps his son should attend.
You know, he's looking for all the camps around, but when I told him about Barcelona, it wasn't even in the question. There was just, Dad, can we go? And then that was it.
Dad is wearing a Barcelona shirt himself, and he anticipates great things from the choice he and Michael made.
You hoping that the passing style that they have, the teamwork and the discipline, that's how he's going to progress, and all the kids, that's what's going to help them down the road. Plus being involved with one of the best teams in the world, that's going to help too, the coaching staff and everything else.
The camp in Concord does in fact feature the Barcelona brand. All the campers are in Barca gear. Much more significantly, Isaac Oriol Guerrero Hernandez, coordinator general of the soccer school run by the club in Barcelona, is supervising the operation in Concord in person. I asked him in jest if he thought he'd find the next Lionel Messi, Barcelona's current star, in Concord.
Our objective for this camp is to show the work that we will do in Barcelona and in around the world. If we see a good player here, normally we inform to the responsible, but it's not the main objective for us.
Hernandez's partner in the enterprise, FC Barcelona camp vice president David Evans, invokes the mystique of the team's school in Spain when describing the mission of the camp in Concord.
The Masia, you know, this mythical sort of academy where so many famous players have been developed and come through the ranks. I think six of Barcelona's current starting 11 have come up through the Masia. And I think what's really special about this camp is that the guys that we're bringing from Barcelona, from the Escola, are teaching exactly that same methodology to the students here. So nothing is dumbed down, nothing is watered down. They are approaching the game in the same way with our kids here, in the same way that they approach the game in Barcelona.
The most obvious manifestation of the approach to which David Evans refers is the short, precise passing that characterizes Barcelona's game. And then there's the flair, evident in a team never content to only defend. Players at all levels learn to depend on each other and to be where their teammates expect them to be. The club's philosophy in training young players is that ball control and a creative approach to the game are much more important than winning. According to Evans, when Barcelona's youth teams lose to lesser sides, nobody at the club worries as long as the youngsters have learned how to improve their play during the loss. Even at the highest level, art and imagination are celebrated above mere victory. And two fortunate campers from Concord will not only have the opportunity to learn the Barca way at Middlesex, they'll be invited to spend 2 weeks in Barcelona, training with their Spanish peers. In the Middlesex dining hall, as his fellow campers eat lunch, 14-year-old Christian Andrea Stefano says that's an opportunity he finds appealing.
Well, I'm hoping to get selected for this, from here, and from then I want to join Barcelona as my dream.
Christian Stefano came to Concord from Quebec, though he is originally from Palermo, Italy. I asked him how he'd go about impressing the coaches who'd be deciding which two campers would be invited to Barcelona.
Work harder than everyone, and show them what I can do with the ball. Talk to the team a lot. When the team is feeling down, pick them up and be a part of a team and think of each other as a team.
It sounds like a plan, which is not to suggest that everybody involved in the camp is as single-minded as Christian Stefano. Samantha Villaboa, one of the coaches who is not from Barcelona, is working with 10 and 11-year-old players. Villaboa's family is from Portugal, but she lives in Massachusetts now and played her college soccer at Williams. When the players in her group stumble over the ball or bump into each other, she's not discouraged.
They're definitely here to improve. I don't think it's just like a random camp where everyone just shows up. These kids definitely want to get better, and I think they will. Pretty confident in that. Yeah.
Well, you look like you're having some fun with it.
I am having fun. This is great. I love it. Playing soccer in the summer and working with kids is awesome.
The soccer camp in Concord ran for a week. Soon, Isaac Hernandez will announce the names of the two campers who've earned invitations to Barcelona. If Christian Andrea Stefano makes the cut, we'll let you know.